Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. This is Blessings of Liberty, and this is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. I want to thank you for listening in today, and I'd like to take a moment to invite you, if you do not have a church home or if you are visiting in the Boone area, the High Country, we'd love for you to come and visit with us. We are located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That's from the 105 south side of Baird's Creek. We are just above the Willow Creek Golf Course, and so we have many visitors throughout the year. We'd love for you to, if you're going to be visiting in the area, to schedule on the Sunday to come and be with us if you are here over the weekend. And we have what we might call regular Sunday service hours, Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday morning worship service at 11 a.m., second and fourth Sunday nights at 6 p.m., and then every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. we have our midweek prayer and Bible study. On Monday nights, we have a special ministry, Collegians for Christ. Brother Kyle Austin is the director of that ministry, and they meet from 8 to 9 p.m. Just across from the Boone Fire Department up on the main street up there. And so lots of opportunities to come worship with us. We'd love for you to do that. And I wanted to mention that today before we got started. And I also want to mention this Saturday, March 23rd, the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore is going to be having their grand opening, and that is located on 3216 Highway 421 North. That's in the old Greens Florist building. Some of you may remember where that is. If you're going down Boone Mountain, what we call Boone Mountain, just outside of Boone, right there on the right, not far past that last red light where 105 intersects with 421. But they're having their grand opening, and Brother Bob Doom and his wife are going to be there on Saturday. And Brother Doom is going to have a replica copy of a original 1611 Bible. He's very knowledgeable in this area. He's going to be talking about their ministry, Revival Literature. His wife is the daughter, I believe I'm getting this right, of the late James Stewart. And she's going to have some of her writings. They'll have books by James Stewart. He is a preacher that I have read many books after, just a great man of God. So if you're out and about this Saturday, go by and visit with them. If you would like to have more information, you can call the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore, 828-263-2935. That is 263-2935. If you need a good King James Bible or some other study helps, they would be glad to help you with that, I'm sure. And go by and check out their store there. Brother Daniel Trantham is the owner, and his wife Lana. And so they'd be able to help you with anything along those lines. I want to say good morning to everyone. I want to welcome Noah today and say hello to him. Noah, how are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. We do want to welcome our listeners. We want to say welcome to those who are listening in on AM 1450 WATA here in Boone, North Carolina. Those who listen in on AM 690 located in Bristol, Virginia. That's WZAP. And also those in Watertown, South Dakota and that surrounding area on KBGT 89.1 FM, The Truth.
We do appreciate our listeners, and it's always a blessing to come in here on Tuesdays and do the broadcast live, and then it's rebroadcast on Saturdays on the other radio stations. But today, I don't know if you've been listening to the North Carolina news today, but I want to cover a subject that I'm calling government-approved prayer. Government-approved prayer. I don't know how many of our listeners are aware of this or not, but right here in North Carolina, and this was on the news just the last top of the hour, they were talking on the news about two different places in North Carolina, Stokes County and Rowan County, where prayer is once again in the news. And Pryor is under attack in these two counties. In Stokes County, there's a big debate concerning the school board. And in Roane County, this is concerning the county commissioners. And the school board and the county commissioners in both of these counties, they've been opening their meetings in Pryor for quite some time now. I'm not exactly sure how long they've had this practice. But the Americans United for the Separation of Church and State has been dealing with the school board in Stokes County. The ACLU and the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been writing letters and has brought even a lawsuit against the county commissioners in Roane County. And last night, Monday night, March the 18th, both of these groups had a regularly scheduled meeting. And great crowds came out to see if they would or if they would not pray. In fact, the Winston-Salem Journal, on last Sunday's edition, on the front page, there's a headline. It says, "Board Meeting Closely Watched. Stokes Education Officials at Center of Prayer Dispute." And the first line says, "Will they or won't they?" That's what the crowd expected to pack into Poplar Springs Elementary on Monday will be wondering. Will they pray or will they not pray? And so they had their meetings last night, and I'm happy to report that both meetings were opened in prayer as usual. They went ahead and prayed. They did not cave into the letters and the pressure not to pray. The Stokes County School Board had their meeting. They opened in prayer. There was, I read in the newspaper this morning, I think they had, they said about 500 people came out. Normally there's about 40 people at a school board meeting. There was 500 people came out. And in Roane County, the government building there was packed to capacity to see if they would pray or not. Well, they did pray. And both groups are now faced with legal action against them for praying. Now, I want to read today out of Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6 is probably a very familiar passage of Scripture for most people that know anything about the Bible. And it is the chapter in the Bible where Daniel is cast into the den of lions by King Darius for praying when they had made a decree that no man would pray to any man or God except unto the king. And if you watch the History Channel and the show The Bible that's newly come out, it's a big hit and a lot of people are watching it. They dealt with this in the last episode, but they dealt with it incorrectly. They said it was King Cyrus that threw Daniel into the lion's den. It wasn't King Cyrus. It was King Darius. I don't know who's telling them what the facts are, but somebody's getting a lot of things wrong. Well, that's another topic altogether, but I just wouldn't take everything that you see on that show at a face value. You'd better check it against the Scriptures. But this is where King Darius threw Daniel into the den of lions. Now, I was reading and studying over this again, and something that I noticed and that I want to bring out today is that they did not outlaw prayer. What they did was outlawed any prayer that was not government-approved prayer. And I want to read these verses in the Bible once again today, and you can see what I'm talking about, but they outlawed any prayer that was not government-approved prayer. And then I'm going to make some comments along the lines of what's going on right here now today in North Carolina, and no doubt other places in the country. But Daniel chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition, that's a prayer, by the way, the word prayer means to ask. They said anybody that ask a petition or ask prayer of any god or man for 30 days save of thee. If anybody prays any prayer except a prayer to you, except to the government, that's literally what that would boil down to. Save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Verse number 10, the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, when he knew that what he was doing was against the law, according to them, here's what Daniel did. When the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So what did Daniel do when they passed the law that he couldn't pray? Well, he went into his room and he got down upon his knees and he faced Jerusalem and he prayed just like he had before, as he did aforetime. I like how he says that. I've got it underlined in my Bible. He prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Now, back in verse number 4, I want to say something about that. It said, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They sought to find occasion against Daniel. And verse 5, it said, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. I want to say today that the stage is being set and the search is on for an occasion to begin the persecution of Christians in America. If you were only a student of history, you could see that the same things that took place in Germany before the Nazis came to power and took over, the same tactics that they used when they gained power and took over, some of the same things are being applied right here in America today. If you want to make a villain out of somebody, you have to find an occasion against them. You have to find a reason to make a villain. You have to find a reason to get them on the wrong side of the law. And I see that. I believe that. I believe there's going to come a time in America, if something does not change, that Christians are going to be persecuted. The stage is already being set. Listen, there are just some things that true, born-again, Bible-believing Christians will not bow down to. And one of those things is prayer. Prayer is very important. Lots of people pray, not just Christians, but Christians pray a little bit differently than those in other religions, even some denominations. They wouldn't make an issue one way or the other. But Christians that know the Bible believe that it is very important to pray in Jesus' name. In fact, to a Christian that knows his Bible, prayer that is not made in the name of Jesus Christ is not prayer at all. I noticed that on the news earlier today, they were describing the prayer of the man in Rowan County that led the prayer in the county commissioner's meeting. And I watched that this morning on the website, but then I heard it on the radio news. Now, when he prayed to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Well, on the radio, when they gave the news, they didn't say that he prayed to Jesus Christ, but that's what it boils down to. They are they are saying that these Christian prayers have got to go. But the reason that Christians insist on praying in the name of Jesus Christ is because that is how the Bible teaches us to pray. John 16, 23 and 24 says, Jesus said this, by the way, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. He said, you've not been praying in my name, so you've not been receiving. But he said, if you will pray the Father, ask the Father in my name, if hitherto you've asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive. So Christians believe it's very important to pray in the name of Jesus. That's why if you hear somebody that's a Christian pray, they will pray to the Lord Jesus. They will ask things in Jesus' name. This is how the Bible teaches us to pray. And prayer that is not prayed in Jesus' name is just really words that are spoken like a prayer. That's something that Christians will not and should not compromise on. Another thing I was thinking about, talking about setting the stage for persecution in America, is the subject of marriage. Biblically, marriage is between a man and a woman, and it can be no other way. It doesn't matter if Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Mr. Obama or Madonna or whoever, it doesn't matter. If all the governments in the world said that they were going to ordain and sanction homosexual marriage, it wouldn't make any difference in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, it is not marriage. It will never be marriage. And Christians will be and are being and going to be persecuted over this thing. Hollywood and Washington, all they're making a big deal that the tide is turning. I don't know that the tide is turning as much as they think it is. But they will lead you to believe that everybody's getting on board. Well, let me tell you, God will never get on board of homosexual marriage. God has condemned it. God in his word has said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. These are things that Christians cannot compromise on. It's not my idea, and it's not up to me to say what marriage is. It's up to me as a believer to say what the Bible says. Another thing that Christians will not compromise on are gun rights. You see, there's too many Christians that are aware of the fact that when government disarms the citizenry, the first casualties are always Christians, not criminals. It's Christians. And then after a registration, which is always followed by a confiscation, the only ones that have firearms after that are the criminals, whether it's the criminals in the government or the freelance criminals. But nevertheless, when the citizenry is disarmed, Christians are always the first casualties because, now there's a reason for that. The reason for that is because the message of Christianity is one of liberty. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The message of liberty opposes the message of tyranny. Where you find Christians and Christianity and the Bible, you're going to find a message of freedom and liberty. Where you find tyranny, you're going to find that taken away. Liberty and tyranny cannot coexist equally together. Now, I know how people are. They say, boy, those narrow-minded Christians, boy, they're the cause of all of our problems. If they just quit their preaching, if they just be quiet, if they would, you know, and you get all this rhetoric about Christians and them being narrow-minded and bigoted and things along these lines. But I haven't even mentioned the most narrow-minded thing that Christians believe in. I preached a message years ago on the subject, what kind of preacher was Jesus? You know, most people, if they could have heard Jesus preach today, what they have in their mind concerning who Jesus was and how Jesus really was, as you see him in history and in the pages of the Bible, which is true history, by the way, it would blow their minds. Do you know how Jesus preached? He said in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Boy, I tell you, that's pretty narrow. Jesus said he was the only way. There's no way to get to the Father but by him. These are things that Christians cannot compromise on. But everywhere you see Christians standing up for some of these things, you will see ridicule. You will see them derided, and you see them talked about and attacked in the news media. Now, these groups that are bringing these lawsuits, the ACLU, I have called them the American or the Antichrist Lucifer's Union for so long, I had to think for a minute what that actually stood for. The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. The Americans United for the Separation of Church and State is another group. Another group, Freedom From Religion Foundation. All of these groups, when they talk about prayer, when they talk about the county commissioner, when they talk about the school board praying, all of these groups say, they cite the First Amendment. Well, I believe in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They quote the First Amendment. They say, no government-sponsored prayer, no government-sponsored religion. I agree with that. We do not want a state church in America, whether it's Catholic, whether it's Mormon, whether it's Jewish, whether it's Baptist, whatever it is. We fought against that. America had a state church once upon a time when we were ruled over by England and King George. And the Anglican Church was the official state church, the state religion. We don't want that. But when it talks in the First Amendment about freedom of religion in the First Amendment is not freedom from religion. There's a big difference between those two. They never intended for there to be freedom from religion in America. Freedom from religion is actually government-sponsored discrimination and persecution of those who are religious. If the government says, I can pray, but only a certain way, then that is discrimination against the person who is praying. If the prayer has to be government-approved prayer, like in the book of Daniel, or like is talked about in the newspaper and on the news in Stokes County and Rowan County, then that is discrimination against those who are religious. And let's face it, most people in America are religious and do pray one way or the other. You just find that, especially here in the South, in the state of North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia. You go anywhere, you're going to find people that will talk about prayer. They'll say, pray for me, pray for this. I mean, it's just part of the way that we live in America. I realize not everywhere, but a lot of places. But I was reading in the newspaper, and Mr. Rogers, he's on the Stokes County School Board, he said this in Sunday's article where it said board meeting closely watched. He said, in our prayers, we're not doing anything different than Forsyth County. They're totally non-sectarian prayers. That's the way we're being told we need to do it. That's the way, listen to what he said, that's the way we're being told we need to do it. We don't mention Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and we try to honor everybody's religious faith. That is discrimination. That is government-approved prayers. Oh, the government comes along and says, oh, well, you can pray, but you got to pray a certain way. Now, if you're a Christian, you can't pray in Jesus' name. Let's face it. This is never about anybody praying in Buddha's name or Muhammad's name. They just throw that in for good measure. Nobody's ever, that I know of, been called on for that. It's always, we don't want you praying in Jesus' name. Well, that same article goes on, and it says the rebuttal by the Americans United. They said Americans United, however, argues the law does not allow school events to include prayer whether sectarian or not. You see, that is persecution. First, they come along and they regulate how you pray. And that's what they're trying to do in Stokes County. They've tried to compromise. Well, we're not praying in Jesus' name or Muhammad or Buddha, totally non-sectarian, which really, according to the Bible, is no prayer at all. But they're trying to, you know, do everything they can. We're doing the way we've been told to pray. That is discrimination. First, they regulate how you pray. Then the next step is, well, no prayer at all. We don't want any praying going on in anything that the school has to do with. You know, this sort of gets me fired up, and maybe you can tell it, I don't know, but there needs to come a day where some patriotic Americans say, you know what, enough is enough. This craziness that's going on, we're tired of a bunch of fuzzy-headed lawyers and their communist letters writing us, telling us what we can do, when we can do, how we can do. You know, I studied this thing for a long time now, and the last I remember, America is a system of government based on we the people. You find that all throughout our writings. You find that in the Constitution. We the people of the United States. We the people. Now, in America, we have what is called a representative form of government. And that means we are not a democracy. Democracy is the rights of the people. A true democracy is where everybody comes and everybody votes. Everybody makes the laws. Everybody. Democracy always ends in failure. Our government is not a democracy. We have democratic principles. We do vote, but we vote. And we have a representative form of government. And so we elect leaders. And we elect them to go and represent our vote. And we elect those, you'll notice this in America, especially in the local, on the local level, we elect those that are most like us. We elect those where there's a predominant Jewish population. They don't elect Baptists to be on their school board. They elect Jewish people. Where there is a predominant Baptist population, they will elect Baptist or Christian. Where there's a predominant Christian population, they'll elect Christians to be on their school board, to be their county commissioners. We elect them, the ones that are most like us, that believe like we believe, that have the same moral values, that maybe even somebody we might go to church with. That is the basis of a representative form of government. And if a community elects Christians to the school board or as a county commissioner, and those school board members, those county commissioners, if they want to pray and ask God's help and wisdom, and they are Christians, then let them pray a Christian prayer. If they elect Jews, a Jewish person, let them pray a Jewish prayer. If they elect a Catholic person, let them pray a Catholic prayer if they want to pray. We lived in Idaho. I was around several places where Mormons prayed. They prayed different than I pray. I can usually pick out a Mormon prayer. A lot of people wouldn't be able to, but there's just a few things that they say differently. Hey, I never felt like they were going to run me off because I wasn't a Mormon. And I was sitting there, and they prayed, you know, at a rodeo or at a wedding or a funeral or whatever the case was. We ran into that several different times. Hey, let them pray how they pray. If they elect an atheist to be their representative and they don't want to pray, that's fine too. If there is a mixture, oh, we got some Christians, we've got a Jewish fellow, we've got a Mormon over here, let them take turns. This is America. Nobody's holding a gun to nobody's head saying, you know, if you don't believe in the way I pray, then, you know, we're going to kick you out the door or anything. But when we come along and we dictate to people how they pray, we are violating that person's liberty of conscience. If I was asked to pray and I was told that I couldn't pray in Jesus' name, you know what? I would have to say, well, I'm sorry. If I can't pray in Jesus' name, I'm not praying for your entertainment. I'm praying because I'm asking the Lord to help. And we need the Lord's help. It's time we judged our elected leaders by the conduct of their character and the quality of their service and not the content of their prayer. Are they doing their job? Fine. Do they feel the need to pray? Let them pray however they feel led to pray. Prayers are to God, not to people. I was noticing on the front page of the paper on Sunday, on the front, and I read the paper different than other people. But I was noticing one article is about stopping prayer. The other article is about 12% of North Carolina teen girls report rape. Boy, prayer sure is harming our children. Seems to me like we really need to be focusing on other things in America. Well, we need to pray for our country. Time is quickly come and gone. Thank you for listening. And we desire your prayers.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Violet, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLE. BANONBC.org.